This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 4.78, up 5 3/4 on the open. May, 4.86, up 6 3/4. At the Board of Trade on LaSalle Street, March wheat opened at 4.55 1/2, up 6 on the open. May, 4.65, up 5 3/4. July, 4.68, up 5. December, 4.83, up 4 on the open. March corn opened at 3.68, up 7 3/4 on the open. May, 3.77 1/2, up 7 1/2. July, 3.85, up 8. September, 3.73 1/2, up 7 1/2. December, 3.67, up 7 on the open. March oats opened at 2.53, up 3 on the open. January beans opened at 6.60, up 6 1/4 on the open. March, 6.70, up 5 1/4. May, 6.83 1/2, up 4 1/4. July, 6.99, up 6 1/2. August, 7.03, up 4 1/2. November, 7.19, up 6 1/4 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 188.80, up 120 on the open. March, 193.50, up 180. January soybean oil opened at 27.98, up 28 on the open. March, 28.28, up 24. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 97.75, down 42 1/2 on the open. March, 96.30, down 55. April, 98.10, down 60. May, 98.97 1/2, down 40 on the open. February live cattle open at 94.05, up 10 on the open. April, 94.75, down 2 1/2. June, 89.80, unchanged on the open. February lean hogs open at 60.65, up 10 on the open. April, 63.95, down 10. May, 70.47 1/2, down 2 1/2. And June, 72.25, down 10 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 89.90, unchanged on the open.
Support for WILL is provided in part by Risk Management Commodities, presenting Agricultural Outlook meetings on Saturday, January 20th in West Lafayette, Indiana, and on Saturday, January 27th in Terre Haute, Indiana. Sessions will run from 9 a.m. to noon. Lunch will be provided. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like lead option March corn is putting in a very nice little week with a possibility of a higher high.
It sure is. Being up 12 cents here this morning, we had good action yesterday. We did see some decent, I guess, end-user type buying. That seems to have kind of fueled the higher overnight trade, so we started off sharply higher here right on the open here.
So what are the implications for the week, and particularly with the report out tomorrow?
Well, it's pretty much down to the report. I mean, the report's the one that could, keep this rally going that we've started here this week, or it could kill it. So, and January reports have a tendency to have a few surprises in them, and I guess my guess is that we could see a surprise or two. So it's pretty much USGA's report and what kind of – I don't think USGA will give us – yeah, I think they will maybe give us some supply-demand estimates tomorrow since it is a final production number. So we'll have to kind of see what they look like. I mean, for the most part, I think the trade kind of feels that the corn crop could be a little smaller. That would reduce ending stocks level, and that would just, reemphasize the need for the market to continue to keep, 8 million acre increase in planted acres in play, as we go on into the spring months.
Cyclically speaking, where are you on your corn chart?
Well, we're in a window here that's a little tricky, but I think this is the way the market is acting. We could be looking at the 20-week cycle low. This is the original time frame that I was kind of looking for, maybe a low to take hold here, was kind of the early January time frame. You count out 20 weeks from that August low, and that kind of put you in the late December, early January time frame to kind of watch. And that kind of looks like that might be the case here. And if that's the case, and we don't get any negative surprises in tomorrow's report, then I think that kind of lays the groundwork here maybe for a climb on into early February. Then we may have some kind of setback or a period of consolidation down into March, and then we would then gear up then for the March report and spring weather pattern. If we would get a bearish surprise and the market fails to maintain these gains that we're seeing here this morning, then one has to maybe open up the door that we could have a down February rather than an up February. So I think it's real tricky here depending upon what USGA kind of lays out for us here on the supply and demand tables here tomorrow morning.
And meanwhile, over in the soybean pit now, January at 662, up 8.25, nice little up move today, but it has some work to do to get a higher high this week.
Well, it is, but the bean market hasn't, I don't think, really did as much damage to the downside on the break as maybe the corn market did. So I think soybeans are also in this time window here to have a 17, 18-week type cycle low, and I think you kind of have to view maybe last week's low or early this week's low. Depending upon how we finish out the week, that could also be kind of an important cycle low, and we're now in a sideways to higher climb as we go on into February. I actually feel a little more comfortable being friendly soybeans and maybe corn, but a lot of that's going to depend upon how, you know, spring planting's going to go, whether or not we have delays or whatnot, because I'm convinced the acres have been bought. The intentions there to plant 8 million more acres, I think, are there. And it's all over the country. I spent 2 weeks down in Texas, and they're going to plant corn down there on acres that they haven't planted corn for a long time. So I know, you know, it's risky for them to do that, but the incentive to plant corn down into the Delta, into the southern states, is there. With these prices now, if they get good weather, then you'd have a good crop. If not, you could maybe shrink it up. But the intentions to plant more acres of corn has definitely been put into play. It just depends upon now, I think, how the early part of the growing season kind of plays out in here.
Wheat has been in a 11-week downtrend. Yesterday, it hit 447, which was the September high on the charts. Is that a place that it'll find support?
I think wheat's probably the one that's maybe in the most trouble here, because I think we're going to get a planted acreage number here tomorrow, or winter wheat seedings. And I think, you know, depending upon how that plays out, but it does appear that we did increase our wheat acres pretty well. And if you notice, the weather pattern now has brought rain to the southern plains. I think it rained about half the time I was down there. So you do have increased moisture conditions from Texas, you know, all the way on up into Oklahoma and Kansas. So you are getting moisture into the southern plains, and I think that is improving winter wheat crop prospects, and I think that's kind of maybe where the wheat market might be struggling in here, as well as export demand has not been very stout in here. It's been a little disappointing. So wheat's probably got some work to do. Wheat may turn into being a follower this year, depending upon how things play. At least the way the market is working here today, you'd have to say that wheat is more of a follower than anything at this point.
Technically speaking, as you look at that wheat chart, there's not a lot there between where we're at and 18 August 395, another 50-cent drop.
Well, I don't know if I want to get that bearish, but, I mean, I do think that the wheat market is the one that's kind of struggling the most in here. But as soon as you get bearish the wheat market, you could probably get into a real cold winter freeze type thing that would begin to maybe hurt winter wheat prospects. So we're in the time window here, especially with the weather having been fairly mild, that we could get into some frost freeze concerns and whatnot here as we go on into February and March already.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to AM 580, your information agricultural advantage. Lead option March wheat in Kansas City 478 up 5 3/4. At the Board of Trade, March wheat 458 1/2 up 7. March corn 373 1/4 up 13. January bean 662 up 8 1/4. You're listening to WILL Urbana.